USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread through the U.S., where more than 20% of new cases are of that strain. That number is significantly higher in the U.K., where the variant became the dominant strain a few weeks ago, and now 99% of new cases are of the Delta variant. But new case numbers there are not as high as in past surges, and the majority of hospitalizations are occurring in unvaccinated people. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes the U.S. will have a similar experience with the variant. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that areas of the country with low vaccination rates could see dense outbreaks.
There are social compartments in the U.S., both geographic and social compartments, where you have under vaccination and you don't have a lot of immunity in the population. It's particularly rural parts in the South, particularly. You're seeing what's happening in Missouri right now, where about 60% of the infections are the Delta variant.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
COVID vaccinations among people working with one of the most at-risk populations from the virus are lagging dramatically. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Less than half of nursing home staffers across 15 states have been fully vaccinated, despite the disproportionate level of harm that COVID-19 imposes on seniors, a trend elder care advocates fear could put the most vulnerable population at risk. Long-term care facilities such as nursing homes in 15 states, including Mississippi, Wyoming, Alabama, and Louisiana, have fully vaccinated about 48% or fewer staffers over the past few months. Some nursing homes and assisted living facilities have made COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for their employees in order to work, citing the devastation caused by the pandemic in resident populations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is up 2 cents to $3.15 per gallon, but a number of other factors will mean additional increases before July 1st. John Clemens reports.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lomberg tells us about the factors for any additional increases.
Some states are hiking their fuel taxes starting July 1, so there's a few reasons that we might see a few more pennies at the pump sometime soon.
California will have the biggest impact on the national average beginning July 1st.
The biggest one to affect the average will be California. That's upwards towards one penny. But then there's another couple of pennies in certain fees. So there's a number of states where costs are going up in various forms, mainly fuel taxes, but also wage and other business cost hikes.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And the Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has already seen several new record high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning for the next several days, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The heat even delaying the U.S. Olympic track and field trials on Sunday afternoon, after temperatures on the surface of the track were recorded in excess of 150 degrees. The National Weather Service predicting that Portland, Oregon will see a high near 115 degrees on Monday, but relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.